Well, we have all been coming back to life in our tri-state region with various things that were really wiped out very quickly last year with the pandemic. The pandemic still has not gone away completely, but there are lots of different rules and regulations that are in effect, and people are going out and enjoying something that is a tradition, especially in this area, and that is the various fairs that take place in the various states and counties. And one of those is an important fair for us, and that is really a true remnant of the agricultural fairs of days gone by with a mixture of the new fair stuff, and that is the Goshen Fair, located at the Goshen Fairgrounds, and that is Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th. And with us to talk about the Goshen Fair this year is the president of the Goshen Agricultural Society, that is Scott Ferner. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
So it's so nice to have the Goshen Fair back this year, the fair that runs the 4th, 5th, and 6th. The Agricultural Society has maintained those grounds and improved those grounds over the year. And I'm sure it was an eerie thing that happened last year, not having that fair.
Last year is the year we like to put behind us because we were forced to cancel every event that we had scheduled on the grounds because of the pandemic. But we still had to keep the buildings painted and mow the grass. We were able to do that, and we're back again this year, and hopefully we are going to be running full force again.
You know, it's interesting. I'm 68 years old, and I can remember the excitement of going to the Goshen Fair when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up to a teenager. It's just one of those things that you come to find that Labor Day weekend means, well, you know, it's kind of like the end of summer, but it means the Goshen Fair.
Yes, Labor Day always seems to be the end of summer. Usually a couple of days before all the kids go back to school, and it just kicks off the last hurrah, and people like to get out and then enjoy the weather because September weather is usually great fair time.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the fair. Are we going to find everything that we're used to find and new stuff this year?
We got pretty much so on track. It's going to be the 108th fair. This year we'll be having live music. We'll be having rides, a full schedule of entertainment. We'll draw the fairgoers here. You can take a step back in time with some of the craftsmen demonstrating some of their skills with some of the new old-time farm equipment. We do have livestock shows, competitions, children's shows, petting zoo for the kids. And on Saturday night, we have a great Motown band. It's called Soul Sound Review, and they play some excellent music.
You know, talking about what goes on the main stage, Saturday at noontime is Country Steel. You have a frozen T-shirt contest Saturday at 3, Relic Saturday at 4, and then, as you said, the Soul Sound Review Saturday at 7. But then Sunday, Junior Krause and the Shakes at noontime, Dan's Roadhouse Country Sunday at 3, and James Montgomery with Christine Ullman Sunday at 6, and then even Monday, the Dilemma at 12 noon, and Aaron Troy Danner Monday at 3 o'clock. I think that what you've done with the entertainment stage and spreading it out over all 3 days is always such a great thing for people that go to the fair. It's just another added enjoyment.
We've tried our best this year. It was tough trying to find some good bands to come in because of the past pandemic, and I think we've came up with a good list of entertainment, and for a $10 fee for people to come in, I think it's a well worth bargain. It's a good time to come and get something, your favorite fair foods, something cold to drink, and just enjoy the country air and the scenery we have to offer.
You know, and by that $10 admission really is basically a donation to keep the fairgrounds operating and improving. And it's not just the Goshen Fair that goes on at the Goshen Fairgrounds. There's lots of things that you that you present all year long.
We do. We do host the Holstein Show. We just got finished hosting the 4-H Fair. And there's another variety of some other venues that do come along during the course of the season, which we do have a complete list on our website of what goes on.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, when you mention FFA, we here at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in our area have a real progressive and active FFA program. And your FFA display and your building there is really something to behold. That is in the true county fair tradition.
Yes, they just finished up recently with the 4-H fair, and these kids did an awesome job putting on the fair this year. They work so hard at it every year. We do host the whole Litchfield County up here, and it was just they did a great job.
I think the fair is everybody knows it as the biggest little fair in Connecticut, as a matter of fact, the 4-H fair. But you do have something new for 2021, and that is a relay race, which is going to be Sunday at 3 p.m.
That's something new. And then also we had the woodcutting contest here, the high school timber team contest. Well, Mogo is going to host in competition with two other high schools, and these young kids get together and bolster skills about woodcutting.
We're talking about the 2021 Goshen Fair, Labor Day weekend at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. Now, you also have truck pulls, garden tractor pulls, and antique tractor pulls as well, right?
Yes, sir, we do.
And for people that don't understand, those events are not only fun to witness, but they really are competitive. I mean, if you take somebody with a John Deere and somebody with a Farmall, it's amazing how they raise their cackles with the different brands of tractors.
Yes, we kind of call it the boys with their toys.
And, of course, for people that like the entertainment and also the rides, you always have a full display of rides for families to enjoy. But also, I think what's great about country fairs is that on top of the rides and on top of the great food that you can get, the livestock barns and the exhibition halls all feature a lot. And you're all set up with your COVID-19 safety rules this year as well.
Yes, we're following whatever guidelines the state mandates us to put through, and we're just seeing what changes from week to week, and we're going to try our best to make it happen.
All right. Once again, we remind people the admission is a bargain by today's standards. It's just $10. Senior citizen admission is $5 on Saturday. Children unaccompanied by adults are under 12 are free. And also, there's a discount admission coupon, $1 off adult admission. That's good for Monday only. You can go to their website, goshenfair.org, and click on the fair info, and you'll find where you can get the discount coupon and more. And all I can say to Scott is that it's great to have the Goshen Fair back. It's great to have the fairgrounds being utilized. You are truly one of the unique fairs that we find in our tri-state region, good luck in this year's fair Labor Day weekend.
Thank you very much. It'd be great to see the people back again, because I know they are looking to get out and just enjoy the country air.
Have a great fair, and break a leg that weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
Talking with you.
That is, once again, the 2021 Goshen Fair, goshenfair.org, on the web for more information.